because the hand of God is blessing you. Blessing you when you go out, blessing you when you come in. Even though you have problems, you're victorious because the blessing of God is upon you. So this woman that the Bible speaks about, she's not perfect, but she's blessed. And in verse 30, you see, she shall be praised. Verse 31. That her own works praises her in the gates. And her husband also, he praises her in verse 28. Says he's a person that the children see the blessing upon her, and she is praised widely. She is praised. Why is she praised? I tell you, there's a reason she's praised. She's praised. The reason she's blessed is because the focus of her life is right. We look at many things, but the focus has to be right for God to bless our lives, for us to come into the place where we thrive in the hand of God. And verse 30 says this. It says, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but this woman, she's blessed because she fears the Lord. And many people today, even in the church, we can have our focus rather than on God, who brings a blessing. But many people, our focus are on charm and beauty, because there's a whole industry out there saying, you need to look fantastic, and you need to be thin, and you need to be this, and you need to be that, and you need to be looking like this model and that model. And the Word of God says here that charm and beauty are deceitful. Why is charm and beauty deceitful? Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing because it doesn't last. You are going to get old. You are going to wrinkle no matter who you are. Some more than others. But obviously outward beauty is passing, and outward beauty is a shallow thing. God wants to produce a beauty in our character that also affects our countenance, that is deep. Like Sarah, she was beautiful even in her old age. This woman, she is exceptional. The blessing of God is upon her. She is praised, not because of her focus is on her beauty or because of her beauty, because it's her character. And she's got certain characteristics about her, this woman. She's got certain characteristics that because her focus is on God, this is what happens to us if our focus is on God. She has no fear, it says in verse 21 and verse 25. She's not afraid of a household. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. That means she doesn't fear the future. This woman has practical wisdom. That's what God wants to produce in our life. Practical wisdom. You know, there's a wisdom. There's the wisdom. Verse 26 says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. There is a wisdom that comes through the Holy Spirit that's not of this world, that makes you and to your family like a supernatural solution center. God wants to do that with you, give you wisdom, the solutions to be able to say, this is what we should do. This is what I believe we should do. And it's not something you've learned. It's not something that comes through prayer, and it comes through the Holy Spirit. This woman is blessed because she guides her home in wisdom. She has things to say about which way to go, how we should operate. That's what God wants to do with us. He wants to give us his wisdom. It says also this woman is strong. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. Strength and honor are her clothing. When God gets a hold of us, there's a strength, physical, spiritual, and emotionally, that we don't fall apart. We may have troubles, we may have oppositions, but God, he says, even in your weakness, he has a strength for you. He strengthened us in our weakness. This woman has God's strength. She's strong in the home. It says this woman is she's blessed, and her focus, the godly woman, The woman of virtue, her focus is not on herself, but you see in verse 13, 14, 15, her focus is on her home. Like her focus is on bringing food and supplying her home. Said she makes tapestry in verse 22 for herself and clothing. Her household is clothed with scarlet. Her focus is on her home, and her focus is also on her husband. She says, the heart of her husband safely trusts in her. She buys field, and her husband rises up and calls her blessed. And her focus is also on the needy. She actually extends herself to the poor. This is a woman the Bible is speaking about who has character. And the reason she is blessed, the reason her children call herself blessed, and the reason she is praised is because her character is filled with the things that I just mentioned. Her character isn't focused on beauty, but her character is, she doesn't fear. Her character is full of wisdom. Her character is not self-centered, it's for others. And she is focused on where she is supposed to be focused, on bringing up her children and being a helpmeet to her husband. Her character is what makes her exceptional. And God wants to produce a character in our women which is so wonderful and so beautiful. It's not shallow, it's not skin deep, but it's a quality in our life that draws people like a moth to a light, to say that this person is deep. They're right. There's a righteousness in their life. And God wants this for all of our women. I said before, the key to this woman that the Bible speaks about is her focus. And her focus, it says, is not on charm is deceitful, beauty is passing. What is it that makes us somebody that in our homes, in our very homes, this woman's husband praises her? The children call her blessed. I want to tell you, it's her character. It's character that people see. This woman has a character which is, I just describe all those things I just read, it's godly. It's godliness in the home. What is it that makes someone? You say, I would like to be wise, but sometimes I'm not wise. I would like to live without fear, but sometimes I do fear about whether we're going to have enough, or I fear about the future, or I fear about dying. I have fear in my life. What is it that makes you strong, that produces a strength both physically, spiritually, and emotionally, that you don't crumble, that you don't fall apart when things get hard? There is a God-given strength in your life to endure and to carry on and to help others. What is it that produces in your life that no fear of tomorrow? This woman also is not fearful of having lack or not enough finances. She actually makes money, and she's able to bless and give to the needy. What is it that makes somebody that actually, this is the scripture is called a virtuous woman. I call it a woman of God. What is it that actually changes your life and makes you into somebody who is outstanding in the kingdom of God? Because this woman, she's not perfect, but she's different. She's exceptional, and she's deep in character. The life of God, the generosity of God, the wisdom of God, the love of God is seen in her. So much so that a husband says, oh God, I'm so glad I've got her. She's different to the others. I praise you for her. So much so that her children say, my mother is different to other mothers. She is blessed. The blessing of God I see upon her life. I see God provides for her. I see God protects her. I see God strengthens her. And I receive wisdom from her. She's blessed. God wants to do that in all of our lives. All of our women, God wants us to grow up exceptional, not ordinary, but extraordinary godly women. And what is going to create that in your life? I want to tell you, in this generation, there is a lot of focus on the love of God. But the love of God doesn't produce that in your life. So much teaching in the church today is on the love of God. Children are taught you're a little princess of God. And it's almost like sometimes God is smitten with you. Let me tell you, God is not smitten with you. God loves you, and he showed that in his love for you by shedding his blood, his son's blood at the cross to pay for the price of your forgiveness. And he loves you deeply. But just to focus on the love of God doesn't produce the character that this woman has. The Bible says she's like this. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. What produces godliness in your life is the fear of God. And the fear of God is so much needed to your walk, because we walk what's called a narrow path. What is the fear of God? You know, Jesus said, you can only walk with me, you can only go to heaven, you can only walk in the kingdom if you walk the narrow path. What keeps you on the narrow path is, on one side, you have the love of God, so that if you fail, you know he forgives you and loves you. But on the other side of that path is the fear of God, which stops you from sinning. So we've got to have both in our life. We've got to know the love of God, but we've actually truly got to know the fear of God. When God called Israel to come into the promised land and be victorious, he gave Moses the law. And when Moses finished giving Israel the law in Deuteronomy, Moses said to the people in chapter 5, so that things go well with you, he said, oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep my commandments, that it might be well with them. God said to them, I'm hoping that the Israelites will walk before me, not in the love, not in the knowledge of my love, but they will fear me. It is the fear of God that the Bible says, it's not the love of God, but it's the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs teaches us that. For us to be wise women, to know what to do, the key to receiving by the Holy Spirit ongoing wisdom, which is not even of this world, it's wisdom to make decisions, it's wisdom for the future, it's just wisdom, practical wisdom to know what to do, that's released to us through the Holy Spirit. The key to living in that, when people say, you've got wisdom, the key to receiving that is not the love of God, it's the fear of God. It's to fear God. And there is what you need for your life, all women need this, you need wisdom. You can't have wisdom without fear of God. And the basis of all this woman's life, the basis of her knowing what to do, the basis of her knowing how to run her family, the basis of her knowing what to focus on, focus not on self, focus on the home, focus on husband. The reason she's able to do that, when she knows that she needs to give to people, the reason is because she is wise. The reason husband praises her is because she's wise. The reason her children say she's blessed is because she is wise. And where does that wisdom come from? It comes from the fear of God. I want to tell you, the fear of God is so important. It is so important that we fear God. I'll just tell you some of the things the Bible speaks about, the promises to those who fear God. In Psalm 25, we're told the fear of God brings friendship with God. Fear of God leads to it brings us into covenant. Verse 14, the secret of the Lord, sometimes that's translated friendship with the Lord, whichever way you want to look at it. The secret of the Lord, a friendship with the Lord, is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Psalm Psalm 34 says, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, and he delivers them. We could just go on and on and on. It says that God's eyes are on those who fear him, that the provision of God is over those who fear him. The fear of God is one of the major themes of the scriptures. The fear of God. What is it to fear God then? What is it? And we got to measure ourselves. Do I have the fear of God so that I have wisdom? We want you to grow into somebody that in your home, you know how to run it. You know how to run your life because the Holy Spirit leads you. You know what to do because you receive real wisdom from the Holy Spirit. You know how to live because you're wise when others don't know how to live. You know not to be idle, as this scripture says. She does not eat the bread of idleness. You know not to be idle, but to be busy in your home. Why? Because you're wise. You know to be generous to the poor because you're wise. What brings that wisdom? It's the fear of God. It's the fear of God. What is the fear of God then? If this is what we need, if we need the fear of God in our lives to bring the wisdom that brings the blessing, what is it to fear God? I tell you, there's a passage I love in the scriptures. I'll get to that in a second. Let me just say the first thing about the fear of God is, the fear of God is, as I said, firstly, God is not only love. He's not only shed his love for us, but the fear of God is rooted in the knowledge of who God is. He is his primary characteristic. When Isaiah saw him in the temple, when Isaiah saw him, he fell on his face and he cried out. What did he cry out? He didn't cry out love, love, love. He cried out, holy, holy, holy. And the cherubim and the elders in heaven, 24/7, they fall on their face and they cry out in heaven all day, holy, holy, holy. The cherubim in the temple sing all the time, holy, holy, holy. What does it mean if God is holy? It actually means that God's character, God's primary characteristic is, yes, he is loving, but his primary characteristic is God. Holiness means he is completely opposed, diametrically opposed to sin and all types of sin. That he is committed to the destruction and being against sin. That's what he is. He's violently opposed to injustice, unrighteousness, everything that is wrong. God is violently opposed to it, and the only thing he can do to sin is to judge it. That's what we've got to know. That's what the fear of God is. So if I live in sin, God can't bless me. God may, you may be a Christian, and he may love you, but unless we live right, unless, like Joseph, when we come near sin, we flee it, God can't bless us because he is opposed to it. He has a holy opposition to sin. That's the beginning of the fear of the Lord, to know, is to know that God will not wink at sin. God is opposed to sin. The second thing is, there's a moment I just spoke about where Uzzah went to bring up the ark. David went to bring up the ark with some people. One of the people was Uzzah. And they were very excited to bring the presence of God into Jerusalem. And they just went up thinking, yes, the presence of God is coming too. He's going to bring it into Jerusalem, bring it into the city. And they went up dancing and celebrating and just so focused on the presence of God and the love of God. But there was no order to them. There was no order. They just jumped around the ark, and Uzzah, as the ark went around a corner, he put his hand out to steady the ark, and he died. God struck him because he was familiar with the ark. And in that lesson, David learned that God is a God of order, and God is a God who has given us the word, and we need to be in order according to the word of God in order for him to bless us. That we can't just live any old way and say we are God's children. We can't live in any old rebellion or any old out of order. We can't just do what we want to do. David learnt that day. If he wanted the blessing, which the presence of God in that ark was blessing and presence, if he wanted that, he learned the book of God, the book of the law said that you could only carry the ark on poles. You couldn't just carry it any old way. And so he went back and he next time he brought the ark up, he was in order according to the word of God. And the fear of God is this. The fear of God is this. For God to bless you, for the presence of God to be in your life, for the fullness, the richness of God in your home. Our homes and our lives must be ordered according to the word of God. We must be people who live according to this book and know that it's God's direction, and when we keep it, it brings blessing. That someone who fears God knows God is wholly opposed to sin. And I've said this many, many times, that he's not obligated and he will not fulfill your potential because you've got potential. God doesn't do that. He exalts his word above his name. It's when your life is in order with the word of God and you know you've got to be in line with the word of God. If God says, honor your parents, I've got to honor my parents because that's the key to blessing. He says, I'm going to give a long life if I do that. God says, forgive, I've got to forgive. That's the quality of someone who fears God, is they don't just say, oh, God loves me and I live any old way. They know that he won't wink at sin, and God blesses obedience to his word. And the third quality of someone who fears God is that they understand this is about God. Someone said to me the other day, yeah, but Pastor, the fear of God means the reverence of God, that we're in awe of him. Yeah. Why are we in awe of him? I'll tell you why we're in awe of him. This is the third part of the fear of God. We're in awe of God because nothing escapes God's attention. Did you know that? Nothing escapes his attention. Everything we do, and every decision we make, every test that we go through, and we're all tested all the time. We're all tested. In every one of those tests, we either do what God's word says, right? And he blesses that. When it's hard and we obey the word, he blesses that person. When it's hard, you know, maybe sometimes you've got children and you want to give them an easy way out, but you say, no, God's word says this. When we make those hard choices, that brings blessing on our lives, and it shows God that we fear him. It shows God that we fear him. And someone who fears God knows that God, nothing, there's no area of our life which we just say, well, we can't see this, or that's not important, or that's not spiritual. God, nothing escapes God's attention. Every test, every choice we have, we know, someone who fears God knows, if I do it God's way, I'm going to be blessed and I'm going to be rewarded with his presence and his richness and his wisdom. But if I do it my own way, there's going to be a consequence. It's going to bring distance between God, and it's going to bring judgment. It's going to bring discipline on my life. Every single area of our life. That's the quality of someone who fears God. And we live in a generation, I believe, there's a lot of oozers in the church that believes, yes, we are God's children. We can live any old way because we are loved. I want to tell you, God is not like that. And to be blessed, to enjoy the blessing of God, we have to be a people who aren't focused on beauty, who aren't focused on outward things, but are focused on deeper things like wisdom. And that comes. That comes. It's supernaturally given by the Holy Spirit into the hearts of those people who fear God. Who fear God. Who will he look upon? He says, those who are humble and tremble at my word. And so we want to be a people that celebrate outstanding women. And we want each and every one of us here to live in a place where our husbands say, oh, I'm so blessed. I can say that about my wife. I'm so blessed because she's got wisdom. She's got God given. Anyone knows my wife, she's got God given wisdom. Why? Because she fears God. She fears God. So we want to be a people who the fear of the Lord. This woman, it says, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. She's not focused on charm. She's not focused on beauty. But a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Our focus is on the fear of God. Because the fear of God is the beginning. It's the foundation. That's what it means. The fear of God is the foundation of having wisdom. Amen? I want to pray for all women. I want to pray for every person here. Maybe you're a mother. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're someone who's waiting to be a mother. Maybe you're someone who's believing to be a mother. Maybe you're a wife. Or maybe you're someone who's going to be a wife. But God wants, the thing is, God wants you to be someone wherever you are that people praise you because you know how to live God's way. You know how to be godly. The reason is because you fear him. You know who he is. You revere him. Father, I lift up the women in this place. I thank you for the work that you've done in them to this point, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the godly character, for the fact that, Lord, you've called them, you've saved them, you've drawn them to yourself. Father, I thank you, Lord, that so many of the women here are shining like stars in this generation. Father, I thank you, Lord, that so many of the women here want to go on with you. They want to serve you. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you desire to make every woman blessed. You desire to bless them. You desire to see the blessing of Abraham manifest on their life. Father, you desire for people to see how blessed they are, that they stand out. Father, you desire people to see depth of character, richness of godliness and generosity. You desire godliness to be so seen in each and every one of us. Father, let it be so. Father, I'm asking this morning that the fear of God, the knowledge of who you are, Lord, the knowledge that you're a God who desires to bless your children, but you can only bless us through obedience, Lord. Father, I ask, Lord, that you'll put a fresh trembling before your word, Lord. Father, that we'll order our lives, our families, everything we do according to the instructions you've given us, Lord. That we'll be a people who understand that you exalt your word above your name. That we'll tremble at the power of the word. And Father, we'll live in submission to that word. Father, that is what brings the blessing. That is what brings the wisdom. And I praise you that you're going to give it to each and every woman. Every woman. Father, I'm asking you this morning as we go and celebrate in the mothers, with our mothers, that every woman here this day, Lord, Father, you'll touch them and do a new thing in their life. Father, that you'll do something new and wonderful because you're a good God. We bless you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. We're not going to have an evening meeting here tonight because we are going to celebrate with our lovely mothers. Amen. Amen. Let's praise him for what he's doing. Father, we bless you. We praise you. And we ask that you would help us as we go from here to order our homes, that we will not take shortcuts, that we'll pay the price of honoring you and building our lives upon the firm foundation, which is the Word of God. That Amen. Brings the blessing, that brings praises into our home, that makes us fearless, Lord, and wise and noble. Father, we praise you.
Yes, God.
We praise you for your Word. We tremble before it. The Lord bless you. Make it real and keep you. That's what his promise is. The Lord make his face shine upon you
and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and keep you all fear and give you peace according to his promise and the word of God. We bless you this day in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, church.